Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Pitti Engineering's Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Please note that this conference will be recorded. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I would now like to hand the call to Mr. Akshay Pitti. Over to you, sir.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our quarter two FY23 earnings call. We hope you have had a chance to review our results. I will touch upon the operational and financial performance of the company and then open the floor for a Q&A session. For quarter two, the revenue stood at 304 crores, which is 25.57% higher than the previous year. Capacity utilization during the quarter was a healthy 72%. Blended sales realization for the quarter was 3.45 lakh rupees per metric ton, and blended EBITDA margin was 41,492 rupees. Export income was 111.69 crores, accounting for 36.72% of the revenue, while domestic sales stood at 192.48 crores. On a half-yearly basis, total revenue grew by 47.2% to rupees 614.71 crores. Net profit grew 6.58% to 21.86 crores. 42.96 crores was cash accruals for the period. In H1 FY23, metro and railway components business grew by 89% on a year-on-year basis to 212.86 crores, accounting for 35% of total sales. Renewable energy and windmill components business increased by 54% to 27.92 crores. Other significant segments such as industrial and commercial motors, power generation, and special purpose motors grew by 12%, 35%, and 54% respectively on a YOY basis. We are seeing encouraging developmental inquiries as well as commercial order flows for EV motor parts. The expansion of our Aurangabad facility was delayed on account of extended monsoon, and the expected date for the completion of the same is now September 2023. Continued softening of commodity prices is resulting in delayed offtake from our clients as they continue to rationalize their inventories. Delivery times for our international clients are reducing as global logistics challenges are easing out. Given the above, we expect the sales volume for the current year would be about 37,500 metric tons. As of 30th September 2022, the net debt stood at 336.32 crores. We expect significant reduction of net debt in the coming quarters on back of lower raw material prices and improved transportation lead times. I would now like to open the floor for a Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. My first question regarding the capacity expansion. So what about the status in constructions? Which month the machines will get installed? These are my first questions.
So the construction is delayed due to the long monsoon that we have experienced in the current year. We expect the construction to get completed around May of 23, and the machines will start installing after that.
Okay, sir. My second question regarding the change in sales mix, assembled and value-added components mix increased 70% to 76% compared to last quarter. So what kind of products you have done exactly in the change in mix?
So the higher share is coming from railway and metro-related components.
That's why the revenue, like end user applications, traction motor and railway components have increased in terms of sales?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So in terms of exports, we have seen the back again compared to last quarter around 27% of sales. Current last year quarter 27% of sales, in current year 37%. But if you compare Q2 FY21, it's around 37%. Like, what are the components you exported? Which are the countries? If you could share more light on that.
Majority of the exports are towards North America and South America. And predominantly for locomotive-related businesses and mining oil and gas.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. All the best for future endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rabindranath Nayak from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, what is the total capital expenditure and the capital capacity addition in terms of tonnage during this year, considering the order book is now down from 948 crores to 881 crores in the first second quarter? So you are already given the guidance that we would be doing 37,300 tons for this year. So how the capex is going to happen for the company in the rest of this financial
year? See, for the rest of the financial year, we will be spending about 50 crores. As I have explained, the construction got delayed. Therefore, there is no chance of any machines coming and further getting installed for the current year. As far as the order book decline is concerned, that is only revaluing the same order book for the current commodity prices. As you know, we have a 100% pass-through on raw material pricing. So when it goes down, we have to pass on those price reductions to our customers. In quantitative terms, there is no reduction in our order book.
Okay, okay. So, then what is the in terms of tonnage, what is the total capacity you are looking at in the end of this financial year?
The capacity will be constant. We do not have any space to install any additional equipment till the construction is completed.
So it will be in the range of
40,000. It will be 50,200 tons.
Okay, that will remain constant. Or yes. Whether you are planning to increase any machining hours?
No, I'm afraid for the current year there would be no any addition in either machining hours or in terms of lamination till the construction is completed.
Okay, so in first half you have done almost around 50 crores of capex. So it is likely to continue. There is no further addition of the capex in the second half of this year.
In the second half, we'll be spending 50 crores. You asked me how much further we'll be spending in the current year.
Okay, okay. So that total would be in the entire financial 100 crores of the total capex, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sir, is there any relation between the addition of capacity and the machining hours, or it is not related to that?
No, so the capacity for lamination and machining are somewhat related but not completely related. Machining is the value-added product that we do on the lamination. So it can be added mutually exclusive of each other.
Okay. So now I am asking whether if you are going for more value-added items, so you have to increase the machine hours, right? Or is it,
yes.
It is not a correct understanding?
So the value-added products are also related to machining, but apart from the machining, we also do value addition in terms of assemblies, which do not require machining directly. So value add can be done through both the ways.
Okay, okay. Okay. Sir, strategic question, because, you know, if in 2015-16, you had a very bad phase of your financials and your performance, and the when company faced a lot of difficulty in terms of growth and also profitability, and when the commodity price increased suddenly and fell down suddenly. So we are also in the current situation, it is a similar kind of situation. So how can you make us believe that these things will not be repeated, which will be repeated in which has happened in the FY16?
So what we learned from FY16, we have taken to heart and implemented in our pricing contracts. and also on our inventory strategy. So if you see the way we do our inventory management as well as the pricing strategy, it is pretty much foolproof that you will not have any kind of inventory losses like 2016-17 kind of situation. Always there will be exceptions, but I don't think that is possible.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shivang Joshi from Centrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you're audible.
Thank you for the opportunity. A few questions. So, just continuing the question from the previous participant. So the 50 crore spend that you are going to do in the second half, would it be primarily for the construction of the shed, or I mean, what will be the broad breakup of the 50 crores that we are spending in the second half?
It will be primarily for the construction of shed and little bit for the advances for the remaining amount of machines that we have not ordered till now.
Okay. And also, in addition to our 50,000 tons capacity that we already have in place and the machining hours capacity that we do, 4 lakh hours. So how much is the machines that we have already ordered and we expect, and when do we expect the same to get delivered? I understand that you already guided that it will not be added in this year, but when do we expect? I mean, can you give us a broad range of
September 23, the entire capacity would be up and running, the 72,000 tons capacity. In terms of ordering, we have already ordered the equipment, but the order is considered good only once you pay the advances. So we have not given all the advances for the remaining equipment, which we will start giving in due course from January onwards, once the construction picks up more steam.
Okay, and the lag time for, or the lead time for the equipment to come and get installed,
it's about 6 months. The lead time for the equipment are 4 to 6 months, and installation takes about a month, month and a half.
Okay. But can we expect the construction of shed to be complete by the end of the financial year?
No, the construction of the shed will be completed around May of 23.
Okay. And in the interim, so I think you just mentioned that the movement in order book is largely realization driven. So in volume terms, can we infer directionally that the order book is largely flat, or in volume terms also it has gone down?
No, in volume terms, it's largely flat.
Okay. And also, how can you give us, how are the electro steel prices during the quarter?
So the price is quarterly fixed. So last quarter to this quarter, the prices have fallen by about 13,000 rupees per ton.
And they stand at the end of the quarter at around?
No, so let me rephrase. From April, June quarter, the prices in July, September quarter had fallen by about 17,000 rupees a ton. And a further fall of 13,000 rupees a ton is there from 1st of October.
Okay. So in percentage terms, if you can quantify, what was the base and look?
So if you take a typical grade, because there are so many different grades of electrical steel, on a typical grade, the pricing at the start of the financial year was around 120,000 rupees per metric ton, fallen by about 17,000. And okay, from there, another 13,000, standing at about 90,000 today per metric ton.
Got it.
Percentage, I think you'll have to work out. I don't have the percentages handy.
Got it. Further, looking at the revenue mix that you usually give, it seems that railway segment is doing pretty good. I mean, quarter after quarter, you have been seeing higher traction, and you have always been mentioning that the traction in order booking is also pretty strong in railways, and the execution also seems to be on track. What will be your take on the other sectors? Because be it special purpose motors, be it power gen, renewable, power gen, conventional as well as renewable both, they seem to be pretty stagnant over the last 4 or 5 quarters, as well as industrial and commercial motors. I mean, all the major segments. So what is your outlook on, if you can just give some idea on individual segments, please?
So power gen and renewables, we are quite bullish. If you see YOY for H1, from 18 crores, we've done about 29 crores of revenue in renewables, which is a significant jump. And we see that momentum continuing for the next couple of years. In conventional power generation, we are seeing traction coming in on larger hydro and thermal power plants, and also the upgradation and refurbishment of old power plants. Mining oil and gas is continuing to perform strongly. If you see, it's almost 100% growth on a YOY basis. So apart from industrial and commercial motors, I do not see much weakness anywhere in our end user segments. And industrial and commercial motors are typically a shorter lead time, slightly price sensitive kind of a market. So in easing commodity environment, those are the ones that typically kind of take a hit first. The others are pretty strong as of now.
Pardon me, I mean, in an easing cycle, I mean, they wait, the industrial and commercial motors typically wait for the price to stabilize. I mean, that segment, the customers in that segment. I mean, is my understanding correct?
See, those are the segments, which are like deferable, if you can use that word. Once you start, say, a power generation project, you can't defer it just because of commodity prices. So these other segments go on regardless. Industrial and commercial motors are more like a replacement market for smaller motors. These are the ones which are slightly price sensitive, so they may push a pricing, a purchase decision by a quarter or so.
Okay.
But not beyond that. So it's not like we are seeing lack of demand from those segments. The demand is still strong from them, but it is slightly variable than the others.
Okay. And what about the special purpose motor, which we have been explained earlier? It is, you can say a large part of it goes for private sector CapEx.
Private sector, public sector, I mean, I cannot say which private or public,
CapEx.
But large scale CapEx, yes.
Large scale CapEx.
Yeah, so that is going on well.
Muted over the last 4 quarters. I mean, the numbers are hovering around 30-35 crores. How is the order booking? Let me rephrase it that way. How is the order booking in that segment?
Order booking is good in that segment. Order booking is pretty good in that segment.
If I may, can I continue? I have a couple more. Yeah. So our cap utilization have optically gone down during the quarter because we had full 50,000 tons of capacity available. Then, what were the drivers of the improvement in EBITDA per ton?
The difference in value-added products and the overall product mix, it moved from 70 to 76%.
Because if you see QOQ, okay, so there is a minor 2% improvement in value-added products. The 2% improvement is able to increase the EBITDA per ton by 2%. That is what you are intending to say?
I didn't understand your question. I'm sorry.
You gave value, I mean, volume details of loose lamination and value-added products. If I see value-added products in volume terms have grown by 2.5%, roughly, QOQ, quarter on quarter.
So you're talking quarter on quarter?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to understand 40,500 in Q1, what drove the thousand, what is the bridge of the 1,000 rupees to 41,500 during September ended quarter?
Quarter one versus quarter two, you're asking, correct?
Yes. What is the bridge in the EBITDA? Because capitalization going down, intuitively, it seems that there should be negative operating leverage at play, which should reduce your EBITDA per ton, whereas we see an increase in EBITDA per ton. So just wanted to understand why it would increase.
That will go down into the minor level in terms of the overall product mix. As you know, we have more than 5,000 different products. So when you have that kind of product variability, it will happen. I mean, it cannot be just taken linearly.
Okay. In that case, going ahead for the revised volume guidance, what is your guidance for EBITDA per ton for the full year 2023?
For full year 2023, it should hover around 41,000. The same 42 less minus 40 to 42, we keep saying. So I would say it's still 41. It's very difficult to, you know, kind of land it in a narrower band than that.
Okay. And can you give a broad uptake on what will be the volume for the next year, I mean, FY 2024? You had earlier guided for  48,000-50,000.
So, because the capacity will come in only in September, we are seeing that about 15% CAGR for the next 3 years. So about 43,000, around 50, and then 58.
43, 50, and then 58. 58 would be 26? 26. Okay.
And just
directionally, if you can guide on the EBITDA per ton trajectory, since you're already also adding machining hours.
It will be on the higher than 45,000, like we discussed last time, but I don't want to put a number right now for something which is 3 years down the line.
Okay. And last question, then I'll come back in the queue if required. What is the status of the new order, I mean, new kind of revenues that we without machining, sorry, without loose lamination or without working on the lamination, direct machining, that was some kind of annual potential, 95 crore, new business that you had commenced in the previous quarter, and that was supposed to start fetching revenues from second half. Is it on track?
Yeah, it's going on quite well. Hello?
Yeah. Can we expect 100 or 40, 50 crores from the new business this year?
For the full year?
Yes, on a full year FY 2023 basis.
For the full year FY 2023 basis, I think you should see about 40 crore of revenue at run rate.
Okay, and 90-100 crore from next year onwards?
Yes. Well, it will start peaking out in quarter four.
Okay. But currently, the maximum potential is 90-100 crores only, or can we increase more than that once we have more machining hours in place?
See, that's a new product that we have done for our client. And once, you know, they get more confidence in the fabricated parts that we are supplying, I'm sure we'll be able to convert more business.
Fair. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for answering all the questions. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dixit from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question is on this industrial movement is, so for the first half, we have not booked anything. So what is the expectation for the full year?
For the full year, we should be expecting to book about 30 crore, and that will come in quarter four.
Okay. So last year it was 16 crore, right? So this year you are saying 30 crore.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, secondly, on the balance sheet side, we have seen large increase in the receivables. So any particular reason for that? Because you had indicated that you are giving some discounts to reduce the receivables, but this quarter seems to have gone up. So any particular reason that you assign?
So if you take the overall cycle, the trade receivables have gone up by about 64 crore vis-à-vis 31st March. The peak raw material pricing was in the April-June quarter. So based on that, the receivables have gone up, linked to the commodity price increases. As the commodity price starts easing and has already started easing, you'll see a winding down of this position.
Okay. Because, sir, your normal receivable days are around 70-80 days. So that means June, July, receivable are still pending.
Yeah.
At the end of this quarter.
Yeah. So even if you see this, it's 266 over 612 crore of revenue for 180 days. It will come to about 78 days only.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Singhal from Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Now we can.
Yeah. I'm seeing, in September end, you had your AGM, in which you talked about, doing 42,000 metric tons in FY 2023. In hardly 1.5 months, you brought that down to 37,500 or 37,000 odd. I'm trying to understand what has happened in these 1.5 months for you to suddenly bring this down?
So, as I explained to you, the construction has not gone as per plan, and we will not be able to add our capacity. So based on that,
can you elaborate on that? I mean, how does construction not go on plan? Because by September end, anyways, the monsoons are over. So what has happened, really?
So this time the monsoons did not actually get over in September, which normally happens. The monsoons got elongated all the way up till October. In fact, all the way till first week of November in case of Aurangabad for us.
No, but that delays plans by 6-8 months for your capacity addition?
How would it be 6 to 8 months?
Because the plan that you're adding of 72,000 tons by September 2023, that was supposed to be way earlier, right? That was supposed to be March end.
That was supposed to be March end, subject to the construction getting over by October. Now the construction is moved by at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
And therefore, we'll be getting our machines later and reorganizing our facilities later. So the overall capacity is not available. And that's not the only other problem. Like I mentioned in the opening remarks, we are seeing certain delayed shipments, delayed purchases from our clients on the Indian side, and on the export side, the supply chains have eased out in terms of the logistical time that it takes to reach the material.
Right. So I'm trying to understand, is it a supply issue or is it a demand issue or both?
It's not a demand issue or a supply issue. On the export side, where it's a logistical time frame that it used to take, say like 90 days for the material to reach US, now with that easing out, the time that it takes for our materials to reach is coming down. So we'll be shipping later to the material. The customer would not take it in advance to his requirements. And on the domestic side, as far as the industrial and commercial business is concerned, we are seeing a little bit of delay to the offtake.
Right. So that's a demand pushback because of RM prices coming down and shortening of this thing. But then you're matching the...
Yes.
Yeah. But you're matching that with the... Accordingly, your supplies... I mean, when I mean the supply issue, that means from a construction side, from your availability standpoint. So in a way, you're kind of matching your capacities coming in line with what you're seeing as the demand pattern. Is my understanding correct?
It actually may have worked out that way from the outside, but it's not something that we try to match up that way. We were committed to complete the capex, but it got pushed out because of the monsoons. On the demand side in the domestic, yes, we are seeing a little bit of push out on the industrial and commercial. On the export side, the logistical time that it takes for the containers to reach the US has shortened now with the supply chains easing out. So we have to ship material later. So that's the only difference in the two.
Okay. And if you could share what is the, I mean, so this quarter, next quarter, I mean, how does this tonnage increase? How does it ramp up? Does it suddenly come up in the last quarter, Q4, or because we are at 8,800 tons this quarter. So, and you've given what, is it 37,500 tons for the year?
So, for quarter three, we are looking at 9,500 tons.
Okay.
Out of which November and December are good months. October, because of the extreme amount of festivities that we had, Dashera, Diwali, both coming in the same month. So October was slow. Despite that, we'll be doing 9,500 for quarter three. And towards quarter four, we are looking at about 11,000.
11,000. Now, this is on existing capacities, right? I mean, you have your capacity in place.
This is
so ideally, when you're going from 8,000. Sorry?
This is on the existing capacity.
Right.
Not dependent on any new capacity being added.
Sure. And anyways, the new even in the first half of next year, there's no new capacity added. Right? So you stay at 11,000 tons odd, I guess, for first half.
Yes.
So my point is, as you're, since existing capacities are there and you are at 8,800 tons, where you've done a certain...
Not for the whole of the first half. From quarter one end onwards, you should start seeing capacity being added progressively.
Okay. So maybe for two quarters it stays there. My point is this.
It will grow slowly and then it will increase in one shot.
Yeah. So this quarter you've done 8,800 tons of sales, right? With higher capacities. And you've done a EBITDA per ton of 41,500 at a certain product mix. Now, as this 8,800 it goes to 9,500 and 11,000, one would have expected the EBITDA per ton to kind of go up, because it's on existing capacity itself. But is that not the case?
So if you take it on the existing capacity, the only difference that we'll have is the raw material cost is complete pass-through. The labor would have to come in more. The capacity is in terms of equipment. So the labor constitution of the overall gross margins are quite low. So the EBITDA would increase logically, yes.
Yeah, because your full year guidance was 41,000, which is already something which you delivered in the first half. What I'm trying to understand is why should this not be higher in the second half because of higher operating leverage?
So it's always better to be a little conservative, right?
So I'm just wondering, is there an element of product mix that might be making you conservative? I mean, in the sense, are you seeing something adverse on the product mix, or maybe because you have to take in, you know, in a falling RM price, is there some kind of inventory loss which you're baking in, is what I'm trying to understand.
So if you actually see on the market side, we are seeing better orders coming in from the more profitable segments and the more value-added segments. On the overall, we are just trying to be slightly conservative, as we may have to recruit people in advance of the capacity coming. We can't, you know, plan our recruitment cut to cut as well.
Sure.
So we are baking in some costs on that count.
Okay. And the guidance, I mean, the expectation over next 3 years in terms of...
Sorry.
Yeah, next 3 years you have certain volume increase that you mentioned about. What kind of EBITDA per ton does it, do you reach to in 3 years' time? What are you targeting?
So I would say, you know, we should look at the end of the third year, not as it happens through these years, because there will be slight ups and downs in terms of the product mix, in terms of value add as well as the loose lamination.
Yeah.
So at the end of the whole cycle, we should be expecting EBITDA margins in upwards of 45,000 per ton.
By 526, they say.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Marian Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, yeah, please go ahead. Hear you. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question again. So what kind of opportunities we have in data center part right now, and what kind of future opportunities?
So for the data center, we make the components for the power system. We are seeing good demand coming in. It's a consistent demand. I'm not seeing any bump up in the demand as of now, because the local demand has not started kicking in. This is predominantly an export-oriented demand. Once the local demand starts kicking in, it should really pick up after that.
Sir, in that out of 800 crore order book, how much executable in next two quarters, and on the overall order book, when will it get executed?
So for the current quarter, based on the reduced raw material prices and all, the executable order book is about 250 crores to 260 crores. Next quarter, again, if I keep the same raw material prices, it will be around 260 to 270.
Okay, so right now, lots of capex is going on railway side. So what kind of opportunities do you have in that railway part?
So on the railway side, as far as Indian Railways is concerned, we are supplying components for most of the products that they use in terms of freight loco, both diesel freight loco as well as the electric freight loco, passenger train 18. So we are, you know, participating in all of those things.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Sir, one more question on largely on the EV side. Can you update something what is happening right now on the EV side and what is our game plan there? Also, this will let me finish this and then we'll have one more question. Sir, on the EV side, any updates on this?
So EV side, we are in developmental stage a couple of quarters ago for some of the parts, and those are going into commercial supplies. The initial volume is quite low. I think for the products developed, the business potential about 15 to 20 crores of revenue as of now. But this is likely to increase dramatically as EV does pick up in India, which I'm sure it will. Apart from that, we are in advanced stages of discussion with a four-wheeler manufacturer for their parts. And we have also bagged two orders from different folks in Maharashtra for two-wheelers in the current quarter.
Sir, have you received any order from Elstrom right now? Because Elstrom has received various state government orders on the engine side right now. So have you received any orders, sir?
We have received orders from various locomotive manufacturers in India, including Alstom, Bombardier, as well as Wabtec. We cannot specifically say from which one we have received for which project, but we have received orders from all three of them as they are our customers.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dixit from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, but just to follow up on these incentives. So the last balance sheet, you had around 28 crores receivable. So have you received anything in the first half of the year?
Yeah, so as of now, we've received all the incentives we are supposed to receive from the government.
Okay.
We are yet to account the last year's receivable, which will be done in the Q4. And we expect to receive that also within 6 to 8 months from sanction.
Okay. So as of now, there is no due spending time for the state government.
Yeah, all 28 crores has been received.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Akshay Petty for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining our conference call. And in case anyone wants to visit, you may please reach out to Mr. Rama Naidu from Intellect PR for a planned visit to our Aurangabad factory. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Petty Engineering, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.